There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Shall fly away. Time says, tie me, or else I shall fly away. Man has everything else except the time that he wants. He loses it everywhere, from morning till night, from birth till death. Time doesn't die at all, it flies away into thin air, leaving us empty. Just stupidity. Counting on time is stupidity. Time is always in motion, Gatiwan. Time is not a static thing. It is moving all the time. The management of time is the management of thoughts. So time management is thought management. If the thoughts are managed, you don't have to think about time. If the thoughts are organized, time gets organized on its own. Time is running all the time. And if you don't keep pace with time, you would be left behind. Time doesn't know any excuses. Time is expandable. And during times of sorrow, time is more. So time is a relative concept. During times of happiness, time shrinks. You're happy. You never know when the time has passed. But when you are in sorrow, whole night appears like 1 year. So during times of sorrow, time expands. During times of happiness, time shrinks. So time is shrinkable and time expandable. That is the one of the attributes of time. Time is always in motion. Second, time management is thought management. And third, time is a relative phenomenon. One is to become time conscious, and another is to become time aware. Time consciousness and time awareness. So when you are time conscious, you are always counting time. It's a stage of anxiety. It's a stage of restlessness. You're worried, fearful. The ticking away of hands of clock make you all the more anxious. And such an angst-ridden mind cannot be at peace with itself and with others. But there is something known as time awareness. Where that awareness is there, which is this time. But there is no anxiety. You are not looking at the watch again and again. I'm late. If you look at the entire universe, things are moving on so perfectly. The clouds are moving, they are not in hurry. The sun rises and sunsets, and the moon moves, walks, dances, the stars, the tree. The tree has no hurry that I should grow fruits. The flowers are not in hurry to bloom. Man is the only creature in the whole world who is in eternal hurry, who is running, who is gushing, who is jumping, who wants to reach somewhere. Rest, everyone are in perfect peace. So time consciousness, Baba doesn't want. But yes, time awareness. Which time is this? Ye vakt ja raha hai. This time is passing away. Which time? Which time? This time. But which time is this? This is the time of confluence age. This is the time when you can create your elevated fortune. This is the time when God has become your companion. This is the time when God has become your teacher, your friend, your guru, your preceptor, your father. This is the time. The time is now, and such a time is not going to come again. This is such a precious time. Every moment is so precious. Every second is so important. Ye vakt ja raha hai. Where it is going? It's slipping out of the hand. Time is like an arrow. It goes, it doesn't come back. Time is like a wheel. It moves on. Time is a currency. Time is a bird. It flies away. Now it will not come in your hand. Time is energy. Time is fortune. Bhagya and Samay, they are one. Buddha was asked, what is the greatest instance of foolishness? And he said, every man thinks that he has got time. This is the greatest stupidity. What every man thinks? He has time. Kiske liye ruka hai, kiske liye rukega, karna hai, jo bhi kar le, ye vakt ja raha hai. This time is going away. Every moment is ticking away. Man is like a fish in the water who has fallen in love with the bird, and the bird wants to fly, and so the fish wants to fly. It wants to achieve all those things which are against his very nature. And hence the sorrow, and hence the suffering, and hence the pain. He is running after all those things. Even after achieving them, he will find that he has got nothing. The whole thing is all about auto-hypnosis. Man is just a hypnosis. Karma philosophy is nothing but a hypnosis, a mesmerism. Man does something. Smoking, drinking, indulges in lust, in food. And there is repetition. He keeps on repeating. And there is a constant conditioning, a hypnosis that has taken place because of repetition. And when he doesn't do that, he starts missing it. And when he does it, nothing is gained. So, when he does it and nothing is gained, then when he stops, why does he miss? It is just pure conditioning. He is repeating things, that's it. You keep on repeating something, you get habitual, a sanskar is created. And when you don't do that, you miss it. And when you do it, you find nothing is in my hand. So there is a cycle which is generated. And man is forced. It is a OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. There are OCD patients. They keep on washing hands 50 times a day. There are OCD patients who go and clean the refrigerator 100 times a day. They sit and talk with you, and suddenly they will see refrigerator. They will go and clean it and come back. Again they will talk, and again they will go. That is obsessive compulsive disorder. They know it should not be done, but they can't help. They take bath 50 times a day. They'll go at the door and see it is locked or not. It is locked. It's locked or not locked. It's locked or not locked. This is a psychiatric disorder. They can't see any dirt on the clothes. They keep on changing clothes 20 times a day. That is obsessive compulsive disorder. So these are patients whom we name. But man himself is suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder because of the karmas. He is repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating again and again, again and again, again and again. A person is sick, suffering from loose motions. Recently, one soul was admitted in the hospital who had loose motions. So he was there for 3-4 days and discharged in better condition. He came back after 2 days. I said, "What happened?" He said, "For one day I was on very light diet, but yesterday I had a huge sumptuous meal, and the whole night I had again loose motion 20 times. Now I'm exhausted, and tomorrow is my flight." So person keeps on overeating and overeating. Why? It's a habit. It has nothing to do with health or anything. It's a compulsion. It's a conditioning. It's a sanskar. It's a repetition. It's a hypnosis, a mesmerism. Repeat, 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 repeat. And when you don't do, you miss it. You want it. Restlessness is created. And when you do, you don't get anything. So now there are 2 things. You do it, but you get nothing. You don't do it, you miss it. So why you do it, but there is no answer. Now it has become OCD. Even if somebody knows that this is the time for doing intense effort, but what can I do? I am caught up in this cycle. You stay awake late at night with your digital gadgets, and you can't get up in the morning. Even though person knows the importance, but what he can do? He is caught. It's very difficult. Some people, they can't sleep. They will sleep only after 11 o'clock. That is their habit now. They have hundreds of patients who come to OPD. Their sleeping time is 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. They come from their shops at 12. Then they watch television. And then they sleep at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And then they get up at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Now if you tell them, please change this. Now they are doing this from last 20 years. They know everything, the importance of fresh air, walking, jogging and everything. No time, but what to do? The cycle. You have to break the cycle. When you break any addiction, you will initially have withdrawal symptoms. A person is drinking alcohol from last 40 years. Suddenly you tell him, stop. And he will have tremors, slurring of speech, giddiness. The process of de-addiction should be gradual. Somebody is addicted to food. Somebody addicted to lust. Somebody is addicted to wasting time. Somebody is addicted to fear. Everything makes you fearful. Somebody is addicted to untruth. Hitler has written his autobiography, Mein Kampf, in German. In that he says, it's very simple. If you want to prove something right, even if it is wrong, keep on repeating it. Keep on telling yourself that this is right. And others will also start believing soon. Keep on telling loudly to everyone that this is the only truth, or this is the only right thing to do. If you keep on repeating, telling others, you will also get convinced, and they will also get convinced. There was a beggar in the kingdom, and small children would always throw stones at him and disturb him. So he was passing by, and a group of children, urchins, came, and they started throwing stones and making fun of him. He said, don't you know that there is a grand feast, free Brahma Bhojan? at King's Palace, free of cost. Go. All the children got so happy that there is grand feast in the palace and they all run. But after some time, it is seen that the beggar is also running. He thinks, who knows, there might be a feast. So untruth, falsehood. Man keeps on telling his own mind again and again, repetition. And then, even if it is untruth, it becomes truth. And then you don't feel guilt consciousness. It's only for the first time there is a guilt consciousness. When a person goes for stealing, theft, somebody tells him, don't do it. But when he keeps on doing it multiple times, karma becomes master and you become slave. Karma becomes master and you become slave. Now you want not to do it, but then you can't avoid it. It is spontaneous, auto mode, by default. So even if somebody shouts, ye vakt ja raha hai, you don't pay any attention. What you are going to do with it? No matter how many warnings God comes and gives or anybody comes and gives, but you are caught up in one cycle. So how to get rid of it? First, to realize that we have got imprisoned. We are prisoners. No. What time is this? And such a time will not come again. This is the time to make the fortune elevated. This is the time to create new sanskars. This is the time for revolution. This is the time of revolt. This is the time of change, of transformation. This is the time to fill yourself with divine spiritual powers. This is the time to become almighty. This is the time to become an example. This is the time to become powerful. This is the time to make God your own. This is the time to become gods. This is the time to get rid of all the vices. This is the time for de-addiction. This is the time for rehabilitation. This is the time of detox. This is the time to get rid of all the fears. This is the time to make friendship with God. If you make God your friend, He will start talking with you. A child came running home and he said, Mother, Mother, a tiger is chasing me. Mother said, what? Tiger? Where is the tiger? The child is so frightened. He said, see there, child, the tiger is chasing me. The mother went to the window and said, where is the tiger? There is a dog. How many times I have told you? You should not get afraid. This is a great mistake that you have done. Now go to God and pray to Him that I thought of dog as tiger. Forgive me, O God. So the child went to God, sat down in prayer and said, O God, forgive me. It was a dog and I thought it is tiger. And suddenly God spoke, don't worry. At first look, even I thought he was tiger. So when the heart is clean and clear and you talk with God, He will start talking with you. But the mother will not hear this nor believe. Where there is innocence, God talks. Where there is cunningness, He is silent. Om Shanti.